Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Aid agencies have expressed alarm at the rate of malnutrition in northern Nigeria, directly linking the increase to a sharp reduction of foreign aid. Médecins Sans Frontières says 600 children have died of hunger within the past 6 months. David Bamford reports.
Médecins Sans Frontières says 600 malnourished children who were being cared for in MSF facilities in northern Nigeria have died since the start of this year. Huge cuts sparked by the Trump administration, but including other donor countries, have combined with spiking living costs and a surge in jihadist attacks to create a dire situation. The World Food Programme says it is suspending all emergency nutrition aid to northeast Nigeria next month because of funding shortfalls.
Cross-border battles between Thailand and Cambodia have spread to new areas as fighting continues for a third day. The Thai Navy said a new flashpoint had emerged in Trat province, far from where the conflict first ignited. Jonathan Head is on the border.
Thailand views its military operation against Cambodia as unfinished. Once again, its artillery, visible from the main road, fired thundering salvos of shells at Cambodian positions along the disputed border. Thai fighter jets were also used to bomb them from the air. We saw several large convoys of tanks, armoured vehicles and trucks full of soldiers moving along a front line that stretches for hundreds of miles. At the UN, Cambodia requested a ceasefire, but Thailand is not yet ready. Neither government wants a full-scale war, yet the conditions are not yet conducive for diplomacy to succeed.
The Hamas-run health ministry says a baby has died in Gaza due to severe malnutrition and lack of baby formula as international concern mounts over the humanitarian crisis. Palestinian health officials say airstrikes and gunshots have killed at least 25 people today. A bid to oust 24 lawmakers from Taiwan's parliament through a controversial recall vote appears to have failed. More details from Celia Hatton.
The result of Taiwan's recall vote defies widespread predictions many lawmakers would lose their seats. Instead, it appears that Kuomintang, or KMT, supporters came out in force to keep the people they'd elected last year in power. The recall campaign was put forward by civic volunteers who accused the KMT of being too friendly towards China, which considers Taiwan to be part of its territory and has threatened to invade. But for now, power inside Taiwan will be split between the Democratic Progressive Party, which holds the presidency, and the KMT and allied parties.
BBC News. President Trump has taken to the greens on one of his two golf courses in Scotland as protesters are preparing to rally in Edinburgh and Aberdeen. His five-day visit includes a meeting with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. He said there was a 50-50 chance of a trade deal with the EU. The Supreme Court in India has issued extensive guidelines to tackle an alarming rise in the number of students taking their lives due to academic pressure and social stigma. The judges said the trend revealed a deeply distressing picture of the mental health landscape among young people. Ambarasan Ethiarajan has more details.
Official figures show that more than 13,000 students in India took their own lives in 2022. Experts say students are under societal pressure to get top grades to enter universities or highly paid jobs. The court has directed all educational institutions with more than 100 students to appoint mental health counselors and provide access to other health services. Experts say children were not being taught how to handle failure and uncertainty, and the focus was more on preparing them for exams, not for the challenges in life.
Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has threatened to block the EU's new seven-year budget unless Brussels unlocks funding for Budapest. The EU suspended the payments in response to Hungary's policies on migration, LGBT rights and democratic institutions. A group of French politicians are calling on President Macron to intervene in US plans to destroy $10 million worth of contraceptives, describing them as an affront to public health. The birth control products provided by the now dismantled US Agency for International Development are being stored in Belgium and are reportedly due to be incinerated in France. BBC News.